People who work in the public service, such as first responders, healthcare workers, and other government employees, and often many bank employees, have pensions as part of their compensation package. Although many do not realize how valuable their pension is until they retire or until they divorce, and the substantial value of the pension becomes something to be divided with the ex. When pensions are divided and how is the topic of this edition of the Ontario Family Law Podcast. I'm John Schumann, a certified specialist in family law in Ontario. I'm also a mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer. This podcast is a companion to my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on the iBookstore, Amazon, Kobo, and in fine bookstores. A pension can be a great way to plan for retirement. However, they can cause difficulties in separation and divorce. Deciding how much a pension is worth, how it should be divided, and what discounts may apply can all be complex issues. Before a spouse retires and starts collecting a pension, the pension is property, like a house or RSPs or other assets, that is divided as part of property equalization pursuant to Part 1 of Ontario's Family Law Act.
Oh.
Note, if you are common law, you do not divide your property on separation like married couples do.
Ah.
As I detailed in a previous episode, common law couples do not equalize their assets on separation, and they do not have claims to each other's pensions under the Ontario Family Law Act. Pensions are very valuable assets. Their value is not what the spouse paid into the pension, but the total present value of what the spouse will receive on retirement from the part of the pension that accrued during the marriage. A spouse who will be getting payments of just $2,000 per month could have a pension worth $500,000.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to changes to the Family Law Act in 2009, where one spouse earned his or her pension during the marriage, it was common for that spouse to get the pension and the other spouse to get the house, which can make life financially difficult for the spouse with the pension. Since 2009, the most common way that people have dealt with pensions is to divide them at source. That means a portion of the pension that has to be transferred to the other spouse's pension or LIRA. That decreases the pension payments for one spouse while increasing the money paid to the other spouse on retirement. However, no payments are immediately necessary to address the value of the pensions when equalizing property on divorce.
Oh.
To divide a pension at source after separation, spouses with a provincially regulated pension go to their HR department, fill out some paperwork, pay a fee, usually $600 per pension, and the pension plan calculates how much should be transferred to equalize the part of the pension or pensions that accrued during the marriage. Federally regulated pensions can also be divided at source, but the process is a little bit different. This process takes the pensions out of the equalization calculation, and all the other property is divided as if there was no pension. That avoids one spouse getting the pension and the other spouse getting everything else.
Ah.
But sometimes the best long-term financial decision is not to divide the pension at source. Financial advisors helping a separating spouse may advise that the spouse with the pension will be better off in the end if they keep the full pension and get the full pension payments on retirement. So one or both spouses may prefer that the pension be included in the equalization calculation and be reflected in the cash that changes hands immediately. If the parties cannot agree on which way to divide the pension, sections 10.1 sub 4 and sub 5 of the Family Law Act say division at source is the preferred way to divide a pension. The law only allows judges to order the cash payment in limited circumstances. When spouses are going to include the pension in the equalization calculation so as to leave the pension intact, the spouses use the calculation that they got back from the pension board after filing the forms through their HR department. The pension plan gives the value of the pension accrued during the marriage, so that is the number to plug into the equalization calculation for the value of the pension. However, that calculation contemplates that the pension will be transferred to another pension or to a LIRA, which means the person who receives the transfer will pay the tax when receiving the payments after retirement. When the pension is not being divided at source, the spouse who is keeping the pension will have to pay all the taxes on the pension benefit payments. So the tax debt associated with the pension also has to be included in the property equalization calculations.
Oh.
Essentially, that means that the total value of the pension is reduced by the liability. So instead of sharing 100% of the calculated total value of the pension in equalization calculations, only 85%, 75%, 60%, or some other amount is shared between the spouses. The reduction takes into account the taxes that have been paid on the pension benefits payments. The amount of tax that a person will ultimately have to pay on pension benefit payments is influenced by several factors, such as the size of the pension benefit payments, what other income the person will be declaring, and what impact that has on the marginal tax rate applied to the pension earnings. What credits or deductions can be applied to reduce the tax on the pension benefit payments? When the pension benefit payments will start? And what other assets the person may be using during retirement? There is no way to know what the tax liability will be without consulting an accountant or other tax professional. Even then, the liability can change with other changes in the person's life. For that reason, the value of the liability is often discounted to take into account uncertainty and the fact that the liability will not be incurred for some time. Rather than hire an accountant to do more precise calculations, many people just want to use an educated guess as to what the tax liability will be. For most pensions, the pension benefit payments will pay the recipient between $44,000 and $50,000 per year, which puts the tax rate at a little over 24%. For income over $48,353, but less than $78,783, the marginal tax rate is just under 30%. So many people just assume the tax liability will be around 25% of the pension payments. The 25% reduction is not set out in law. It is an assumption. The factors that I mentioned before can mean that it is too high or too low. For a person with a modest pension and no other retirement income, or who is a long way from retirement, 25% will be too much of a reduction. For people with good pensions or who have other money for retirement, 25% may be too low. Getting the number right is something that you should really speak to a lawyer about to make sure the pension is shared at the correct value.
Why don't you have your lawyer call my lawyer?
Since pensions can be worth a lot of money, the discount can also be worth a lot of money. Speaking to a lawyer to get the numbers right can also save you a lot of money. If you need some more general family law guidance, or you need to understand Ontario family law matters better so you can make better decisions, or if you need to better understand your options in all financial situations after separation or divorce, or if you need some tips for how to make the best of these best difficult decisions, get a copy of my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law. You can access it immediately on the iBook Store, on Amazon for the Kindle version, or you can download it for Kobo. Amazon can deliver the paperback version directly to your doorstep. You can also get a lot more Ontario family law information on www.schumannlaw.ca. Not only are there hundreds of pages of family law information links, but there are links where to get my book and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. Because it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you expert advice that is specific to your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on family law and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please also subscribe to my YouTube channel and get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud or at www.schumannlaw.ca. Thanks for participating in this podcast. We will get together again soon.